Let's pray. Our God and Father, we come to you this morning, Lord. And first of all, we just want to thank you for a beautiful day. It's just couldn't be any greater. We thank you so much for it. But Father, before we start racing and having a good time, we want to start the day with you, as always. Lord, things just go better when you're number one. So Father, as we get ready to read from your word, I just ask that you minister through me. Let it be something that we can use in the days and years to come. And Father, just send your Holy Spirit and touch each one of us. We thank you and praise you and worship you in Jesus' name. Amen. What I want to talk about today, I'm typically not a fire and brimstone preacher. And there's a place for that. But that's not typically the way that I minister to people. But, you know, there's a reason that I'm here. And I've always felt that God wanted me here to share his word with people. And most of the time I try to preach on stuff that we can use every day to help us, you know, in our everyday walk. And we don't talk that much about heaven. So what I thought I'd do this morning, I just wanted to talk a little bit about heaven and the importance of us believing in Jesus. I mean, what is heaven? Well, if you go by the Bible, there's three different heavens. There's the heaven that we see, the atmosphere. Then you have the heaven that's space, outer space and all that. And then you have the invisible realm. I look at it like a parallel universe. And, I mean, you see plenty of movies made, you know, that are kind of like that. And really, that's kind of how I visualize it. Because, you know, the Bible talks about angels and demons being all around us all the time. Well, if they're all around us, where are they? Obviously, we can't see them, you know, and they're spirits, so are spirits visible or not invisible? You know, you get all kinds of debates and stuff. But there is another realm besides the one we live in, and that's the heaven that we all want to go to someday. And when we're laying on our deathbed, here's the verse. I know myself, this is the verse I want Jesus to tell me. And it's the one that he said on the cross. It says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Wow, ain't that awesome? I mean, when you hear that. I mean, that's what I want him to tell me. I don't want him to tell me, "Get away from me, I never knew you." I mean, that would just be horrible. And especially when you think you're going the right way, it would really mess you up. But that's one thing about God. We have a conscience, and he points out to us when we live right or wrong. So we can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that when we die, we will go to heaven. I mean, it's not by what we feel. Feelings lie to us. It's by what the Bible says. If we go by feelings, I mean, one day we feel like this, the next day we feel like ice cream. I mean, it just doesn't work that way. If you go by feelings, you just confuse yourself. I want to just read a few verses about heaven. But before I do, I want to read Revelations 21:4. So let's say, you know, Jesus just said, he says, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." So boom, now you're in paradise. It says, "He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." We need to listen to we need to try to remember this stuff. I mean, we read it and we just kind of pass over it and on we go. I want to read another verse. This is out of 1 Corinthians, or it's actually two verses. And it says, "What no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him." In other words, it's beyond our imagination. We can't even imagine how great heaven will be. And I know today we're worried about racing. We're not so worried about heaven, maybe. But if we read this and we take this to heart, it will help in the way we will live. Here's what Jesus said to his disciples. It's in John 14. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you always will be where I am. I mean, that, to me, these kind of scriptures, we just read over them. You know, we do our devotionals in the morning, you know, we read, just kind of fly by, and then you really sit down and start thinking about this stuff. I mean, that's what we got to do. We got to take it to heart. And the last verse in this one I just read, he says, you know the way to the place where I'm going. I think all of us here know the way to the place where Jesus was going when he was leaving earth. But there's a lot of people that don't know. And if we don't know where Jesus went, it'd be serious business. We need to find out where he went. Because the alternative to going to heaven, I want to read just a couple of scriptures for that. This is one that you don't hear, and this is where the fire and brimstone part comes in. This is the part you don't hear that much. But we really need to read it too, and we need to take it to heart. In Matthew 13, 41 and 42, it says, the Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out of his kingdom everything that causes sin and all who do evil. In other words, all who do wrong. They will throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, there's controversy. Some people say this is literal. Some people say it's just a metaphor as to what it's going to be like. Either way, it ain't going to be good. And if you go in Matthew 25, verse 41, it says, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. And then one more verse. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Man, if we think about that, it ought to scare the heck out of us. Man, it really should. I remember it wasn't too long ago, I was 17 years old. I mean, that's what it seems like. And here I'm 56. And I think the Bible says, you know, we're like a fleeting vapor. You know, just, woof, we're here today and gone tomorrow. And that's why, it is important that we know where we're going. And we also need to know, if we weren't going there, where the other place would be. I mean, we need to take that stuff to heart, and we need to really think about it. And like I said, it is serious business. It's not something we just kind of, you know, we put up our blinders. And that's, I know when I wasn't saved, before I was saved, I was raised in the church. I was in the church all my life, and I knew all about Jesus. But I put on my blinders, and I was perfectly okay. When I went to sleep at night, I just didn't think about it. But we have to think about what's going to happen. And the verses I read first, I like those a heck of a lot better than the ones I read second. I want to be in that place. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. You know, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those who love him. I mean, we just can't even imagine it. It's just that awesome. So, like I said, us here, we know where we're going, but there's a lot of people out there that don't. And we need to get the word to them. And sometimes it feels weird to go talk to somebody. And I think the devil kind of helps us a little bit with that. He doesn't want us to share Jesus with anybody. But there's a lot of people out there that need to know what's going on, and we need to share it with them. And what do we need to share? Well, I'm going to read my favorite scripture. I haven't read this in a couple of three Sunday, so I'm going to read it. You're smiling. You've heard me read it. But I'm going to read it today. And it says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That is a message we got to take to everybody. And motocrossers are like a big family. And you look around here, how many people are here today? There's a whole bunch of us. And you look at the little bitty group sitting here. Now, there's Christians out there that got busy or doing stuff, you know, that just can't make it. But how many of these people out here don't know Jesus? And if we don't take it to them, they may never hear it. Because the majority of people nowadays don't go to church. They won't set church, you know, foot in the church building. So if we don't come out here and give them the word, who will? I know that's why I'm here. I'm going to read that verse one more time. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And then it kind of clarifies it a little bit more. It goes on and says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. That's just, to me, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And then verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's guarantee. And that's where I was talking about at the beginning about the feelings. You may not feel saved. You may not feel Jesus. It's not about feelings. Now, I've shared this story many a times too. When my wife and I were saved, to her it was like Jesus just came up and wrapped his arms around her. And she just knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, Jesus showed up. Well, I'm not a touchy-feely kind of person. I didn't get that. I was the guy sitting there the next day going, did this really happen? I really did. And as time went on, yes, I knew it happened because things started changing in my life that I wasn't even changing. But all of a sudden, you know, I wasn't cussing no more. I'm not saying that I don't slip up and cuss nowadays, but all of a sudden the desire to cuss was gone. The desire to drink and get drunk. Drinking's okay, but getting drunk ain't all that good. And that's where I was always at. And all of a sudden, I had no desire to do that anymore. You know, and that's how I knew that Jesus showed up. And all of us can know that. And it's not about feelings. It's about knowing that what the Word of God says is true. And with that, I'd like to close. Our God and Father, we thank you so much for everything you do for us. We thank you for, I mean, the scripture talks about heaven, and there's many more scriptures I could have read, but we can't imagine what it's going to be like. But we know it's going to be awesome. No crying, no pain, no tears. It's going to be great. The alternative is not so great. So give each one of us here the desire to share that with other people. That we minister to them. Just talk to them. We don't have to feel like we're preaching. All we got to do is talk to them and just share what you're offering. A lot of people are out there lost and lonely and looking. We just got to share your word. Father, we thank you so much for that. Lord, we thank you that it's not about feelings, that it's about a promise. Because of that, I know I myself, whether I feel like it or not, I'm yours. And a whole bunch of other people here are. We just thank you. Lord, as we get ready to go racing, I just ask that you would watch over every one of us, keep us safe, let us have a good time. As always, do it for you and not for us. And we thank you again for the beautiful weather. And in Jesus' name, amen.